The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 today on July the 16th, 2018. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enlarged, enhanced, if that's possible. Walk-in humidor and great customer service. Can't beat that. Bob. Oh, wait a minute. Linda is on her way back.
Mm.
So I am leaving right after the show, heading down to the Sacramento airport.
You don't want to leave her languishing down at SAC Metro or at SAC International
and 109 degrees. No, I would, of course, she's bright enough to stay inside until I give her the call and says, "Here I come." And then she walks out.
Yeah.
But still, it's crazy in there.
The door opens. The door's like standing in front of a coal furnace.
Hey, in fact, what's it going to be today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week?
Well, remember the Johnny Cash song, 3 Feet High and Rising?
Yep.
77 degrees and rising.
Oh,
and it is on its way well into the triple digits. 107 today.
This will be the coolest it'll be.
Yeah.
If this is right now, it will be the coolest it will be all through the night. Until tomorrow.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. Today's high, depending on who you ask, 105, 107. I'm betting even hotter in a couple of spots. We could see up into the one teens during this week. So brace yourself. The overnight low for Tuesday, 80 degrees. We don't see a break until, if you can call it that, till Sunday, when the temperature drops back down to a mere 101. So brace yourself. Be very fire conscious. Winds aren't terribly much to speak about, so that's a good thing. But it's just bad out there and getting worse. The humidity yesterday was the thing that about did me in. We had a lot of that tropical moisture come through.
You know, you would think, because this whole weekend was working, and My family and close friends are coming in here in 10 days, mm-hmm. but end of the month, 31st. So, I mean, everything around the house, you know, of course, we're on a tear here. And so I'm putting together chairs,
mm-hmm.
outside chairs, you know, I mean, you know, for
out on
around, the yeah, out around the fire pit, veranda chairs, because the other ones are kind of like beat up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working till like 2:30, you know, from 8 till 2:30 outside.
Yeah,
doing things,
doing
things like that, right? So, I mean, I'm putting these chairs together, and I'm in the shade. It makes no difference. I have completely, you know, you completely sweat through yourself because of the humidity, which was surprising. I'm going, why am I sweating like this? I mean, I'm not out like, I'm putting chairs together and I'm doing other stuff around. It was. I did not realize that humidity was up high.
Yeah. I had to resort to turning off the swamp cooler and turning on my Alliance installed heat pump.
Or
like the first. And cringing at the sound of the PG&E meter going.
Yeah, it was going. Ching, 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 ching. Oh, wait a minute. There's more. And so I quit at 2:30 and I've got all this stuff put together and all this. And who shows up? You have to know our friend Karen. She's like a little sister in the family, but she does things. And
the
when she starts
lady.
Working, she does everything, graphics, but she's one of the costumes and all this. She comes over because she wants to put up some more shade, or she wants to do something. 2:30 in the afternoon, she comes rolling through the house. I'm looking at her, I said, "What are you doing, Karen?" She says, "I want to fix these things outside." And she is outside. And she said, "Can I get a glass of water?" And I thought, if I say no, we should go home. No, I'm just kidding. I am absolutely just kidding because I love her. And she is, everything's out of the goodness of her heart. So, she is. And I just kept pouring water for her. And I said, "Do you need some help out here?" So eventually I went out and we got this one thing up. But again, the shade area. Again, though, I mean, it was hot yesterday. And you know what? It's going to be a lot hotter today.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking like another 4 or 5 degrees. And it was bad yesterday.
The humidity should start backing off because the monsoonal moisture has moved through. And that's any time we get up into this temperature range, bad things happen. So, of course, the pets go nowhere near the cars. The kids go nowhere near the cars. Keep the pets off the pavement.
Elk killer.
Yeah.
Is parks herself on the air conditioner.
Yeah.
Or in the bathroom on the tile floor where the air conditioner blows across.
Mm-hmm.
Dog's not dumb.
Dog's not stupid.
Dog's found the spots.
Should I mention at this at this juncture that all of this information and pithy commentary has been brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Absolutely. You know, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney have had this company for, gosh, a couple of decades. Do great work, big in our community. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. You know, I talked about this last week, about, has anybody else noticed how many crashes we're having, fatal crashes we're having in our city and our county? I mean, one across from the Dairy Queen, they go, you know where it was? Where it was on Churn Creek across from the Dairy Queen, you know where you can kind of go down, you know, and that it's kind of like that ditch?
Yeah.
Somebody went off there and was killed there.
Yeah.
And then another person killed in Bella Vista this weekend. That has got to be 6-7 people have been killed in our general area here in car crashes. I wonder why these car crashes are, I mean, why are we having so many car crashes? And with deaths. I don't. Do you think it might have something to do with perhaps DUIs, driving under the influence of something?
Yeah. As you and I talked about before the show, the enterprising individuals who thought that a fire truck, yeah, and getting all choked up, who thought that a fire truck was a great thing to go joyriding in and led the cops on a merry five-county chase and trashed the truck, by the way, which is a piece of firefighting apparatus.
$70,000 worth of damage.
Yeah, that is now out of service until they get it repaired. And you know what? They can't charge these guys all that much, and they're going to freaking walk. I mean,
let me see. They can charge them with... You know, I'm sure stealing an emergency vehicle means you'll go to jail for a week. But these two are so, when they were talking to them, they were just both babbling right on, guy and a girl. And they were methed out or something. They were on something that they were just like loaded. And what happened is they completely lost the tire off the front wheel.
Yeah.
And so they were driving on the wheel for like a half an hour. So imagine what that was doing.
What the devil did you think you were going to do with
it? I'm not laughing. It's just, well, the CAL FIRE guys are out fighting the fire, and the guy turns around, and he looks, he says, somebody's in the truck. The guy takes off, goes to their house, picks up the girl. The girl was telling the news people, hell no, he forced me into the fire truck. I was just down the road, and he forced me into the fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the police are going, no, he drove to your house, and you got in, or wherever you were staying. I mean, this
is the sort of thing that happens because there are no consequences.
These folks would have probably been in jail, before 109. They would have been in jail and been getting help by now if they chose to. If they chose not to, they'd still be in jail for doing things like this. But do you think that, or prison, but do you think that we're doing that now? Of course not. We're not doing that. Why? Because we don't put people in prison. We put people in jail. Jails are meant to have people in there for a year. We have a full jail. It's been full. It's been full for 6 years, 5 years, whenever 109 started, and then 47 and 57. And we have people in the jail. There's lots of them. There's bad guys in there. We can only take 79 of them and move them out. Only 79. And that's if the other counties accept them.
And the thieves and the people, the purse grabbers and the people who think it's fun to run up and just thump on people. Say,
well, now,
what are you gonna do?
Well, the people that thump on people will go to jail for assault. You know what I mean? Especially if it's bad enough assault. But if they just steal all your stuff,
yeah,
that's okay. No, stealing all your stuff's okay. Taking your car seems to be okay. We're gonna take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of happier things. I want to talk about the Putts for Paws that was Friday. At Riverview.
You look good in plaid.
Did you like that? Yeah, my plaid shorts. Yeah, I'm liking that. You know, they were very lightweight, and it was when you sweated. They just let it, you know. I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about a few other things, including an FBI agent in front of Congress. I was just astounded. I was listening. You know what? I was listening to it after I dropped Linda off, Thursday, dropped her off at the airport and driving back, was listening to it. And just the things this guy was saying, does he actually believe the whole country is an idiot? And I guess he must, because he just, no. But we'll talk about that when we get back, too. But let's talk about Sleep Number right now. Let's talk about Sleep Number in the 360 smart bed. You know how important sleep is. You know, but I don't think you know about the difference the mattress makes. That's where Sleep Number 360 smart bed comes in. It's not just a bed. I know, you think, it's a bed. No. It's not just a bed. It's like a bed that has only one reason for being, and that's to let you have a better night's sleep.
I could have used one of those vented covers last night.
Well, I tell you what, it automatically adjusts while you're sleeping to keep you sleeping through the night. Yeah. And right now, your sleep number store, you can save $200 to $600 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. See the latest smart bed, even more comfortably priced from $999. Now, if you've been saying, oh, they're $10,000 or $8,000 beds, that's not true. Head on down there. Check it out. Just looking at the ads they have and what they've sent us and even being down there, a Sleep Number bed, it is very comparable to other beds. That's Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Go down and find out what your Sleep Number setting is down at the Target Shopping Center at the Sleep Number store. We'll be right back. 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Let's talk about a couple of happier things this weekend, and then let's go after the FBI guy.
First Five Shasta and the Cascade Theater present five free films and a whole lot of fun for kids this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the doors at 2 with completely free admission for everybody, with activities, prizes, free Rita's ice cream, and a kids film at 3 with Coco, Inside Out, The Iron Giant, Babe, and Happy Feet. See them all at the Cascade. That's five films, five Sundays in July. Sponsored by First Five Shasta, Turtle Bay, and JPR.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 75 degrees, going up to 107 today. The low tonight will be 79. So this is as cool as it's going to be for 24 hours. 107 degrees. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to the newest branch at 1845 California Street. Find out about their extended hours and how they are moving local dreams forward. That's right. Cornerstone Community Bank. Putts for Paws. Friday. Putts for Paws. And I don't know if it people, you know, in the radio community here, Bob, isn't the radio community here in Reading is a small community. Everybody knows
pretty darn
much,
small.
Everybody,
yeah,
knows everybody. And so you end up, you know, seeing people all the time. Well, in the Putts for Paws, I ended up partnering up with Jake Easy, who is a
Jackson. All right,
he's a jock
funny
over
as
at.
Can be.
I think he's over at Reading. I think so. And we talked about it, but there are so many stations. I mean, you know, between two corporation groups. But I got to meet two other really nice guys too that were playing out there, Mike and Alec, and they. And so we had no ringers on our team like some of the others had, these guys that, you know, that could drive the ball 800 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Not us. We fought and it was a scramble, so it was the best shot. We finished up 3 under par. And for us, that's great. And especially since they had a lot of beer holes out there where there was free beer. And so, you know what, it was hot, you had to take liquids in, but you could draw, you know, could almost see the graph, you know, that graph where the more beers you drank, and then, you know, the accuracy of your shots. They met it, I think they met it like three. They met at three, and anything over three, your accuracy went way down. So as hot as it was, you were still, you know, but it was still a great event. They had over 100 golfers out there. So Haven Humane, I hope that you did very well out there. But it was, and then afterwards they fed you lunch, and then they had awards. Now, we didn't have to worry about the awards or winning, but there were some other things that we hung around for. Ends up, you stay in there till 3:30.
Yeah.
You know, we were there at 6 or 6:30 because we had the remote from there.
Yeah. And now nobody nailed the free car or anything.
No. And I tell you what, let me tell you how close I was. I was so close that the girls were screaming and running when I hit it, because I was off like 30 yards to the right, and that's where they were sitting, or 15 yards to the right, and they were up running because because they thought I was trying to hit them. Friday, it wasn't just your regular remote. We had
had a good time.
Michael Burke there, not Michael.
Well, Burke was there.
Yeah, but his son.
The film critic.
The film critic.
Yeah. And I can't think of his
Robert. Just an outstanding young man. But then we had Les Ball on. And I tell you what, Les, a lot of times he answered every question. Let me put it that way. He answered every question I asked him about why is it happening, why did this. But we're talking about jail space. And the last thing we talked about, and I want to talk about it more as soon as I get a chance, is why do we have a facility that can hold something like 120 adults holding 15 juveniles? What is the process of taking the 15 juvies? And some of these juvies, by the way, we're letting people pay us to keep them, you know, from another area. But that's all we have. I mean, 15 or 17 in a place that will hold over, I say 120, well over 100 adults in that juvie center. What kind of change, what do we have to do to take those kids and put them into, like, say, Tehama or someplace that's reasonably close? They're going to be in there 6 months or whatever. Parents can still visit them, all these things, if they visited them at all. And then move like a bunch of bad guys over there.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we talked about the new showers are going to put in another, that's room for 60. And then they're going to put in three more bathrooms, which is another 60. So you end up with like 130 that way. And if you could put another 100 over there, that's 230 bad guys off the street. Yeah. That's not even getting into the other things they want to do. That's not going to take place anyway because of you have to wait till the courthouse is built 2 years from now. But what's with the juvie facility, and why can't we do that?
I'm sure there's a turf war involved some advocacy
group.
I
don't even think it's that. I think that it didn't rise to the surface till people really were. I mean, people have gotten to this level, and it's an election. Come on. Let's just face it. I asked Les. I said, Les, did the election have anything to do with all of this? He says, I would hate to think it did, but I think it does. I think people.
Boy, now there's a politician's answer.
Well, no. He said, I would hate to think it does. But, you know, so, I asked the same thing to David Kehoe, and David was honest as he could be. He goes, well, he says, look, an election brings out new thoughts, new ideas, new energies. I thought, well, okay, too bad it's not there all the time, but...
Yeah, too bad you're not doing what you were hired to do in the first place.
Here's the thing is, if we can put 100 people in that juvie center and we have to move 15 or 16 of people out, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Is there another reason for it? I'm sure there must be. There must be a reason that it's taking so long to come to this. Because of the fact is that we need the space and we need it now. So how hard is it to do that? I'm sure it'll be some kind of fight. I think you're right. It'll be a turf war between the juvenile facility and the juvenile detention center and the adult detention center. I'm sure it'll be someplace in there. Okay. What else? We talked about these two people that stole the fire truck. Five counties, $70,000 worth of damage. Drugged out. It was, and you know, they talk about how people don't talk to the police. These guys, they couldn't shut them up. It was. If it wasn't the fact you just took a Cal Fire truck in the worst time of the year off the streets for a couple of weeks while they repair it, the inside of that truck was just trash. It was looked like they'd had a picnic for 85 people in the front seat. Anyway, hey, we're going to – no, we're not, because Bob's on the phone with somebody. What do you got there, buddy?
He was on previously.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's on her way back from the Gold Digger reunion, by the way. And I'm going to wait till she comes on to talk about it, but she just had a wonderful time. She says it was like, you know, like 50 or 60 of the ladies and... It was the 50th anniversary of the Dean Martin Gold Diggers. And she said it was just, oh, my gosh, you know. And at the end, they're all in a big circle and got their hands up and they're singing one of those, you know, love songs, you know, about we love the world or whatever it is.
You would not have done well in that.
No, I was, no. I said, were there any husbands there? She said, there was five or six. And I went,
Brave men. I wanted to lead back in with Queen Bicycle. I didn't have time to find it.
Well, yet. You know what? This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business, is the expert in this town, maybe this county, maybe this state, when it comes to fixing a windshield that's been damaged, whether it's a small little chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. This is the man that'll do it. He won't waste your time. He'll tell you if he can fix it or not. And if he can't, he'll send you on your way to someplace else, maybe for a whole new windshield. But he will not waste your time, and he stands by his work. 3208 South Market Street is where he's at, or give him a call at 241-8373. Now, we met this guy, Mark Mauser. He's a candidate for Secretary of State, and he called, and he's going to be in town today. But he's in Weaverville right now. Now, he's traveling by bike.
Mark, brave man.
Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to be on with you.
Hey, Mark, do you know it's going to be 109 today?
I have heard that. I'm going to get
started. Hey, Mark, we're having a real tough time hearing you.
You're fish tanking pretty bad on us. Can you get to a better spot and maybe call back?
Hello? We cannot hear you.
Okay.
Can you get to a better spot?
There's not really much better spot than where I am right now.
Okay, then right now, whatever you're doing, it's better. So,
okay.
All right, now tell us, first of all, tell us about who you are, and you're running for Secretary of State, so tell us who you are.
Yes, my name is Mark Moisher. I'm the Republican candidate running for California Secretary of State. The Secretary of State is the Chief Election Officer, And right now I am doing a 5,000 mile, 58 county, riding my bicycle through the state of California. And tonight I'm going to be in Redding. So I'll be getting on the bike here in about the next half hour, riding on down the hill from Weaverville into Redding. And I'll be speaking at the Faith Community Church tonight between 6 and 8 p.m.
Okay. And what do you? What's the Secretary of State? What do you want to change when you get elected?
Well, the state of California has the second worst elections in the nation, and a lot of voter integrity, a lot of problems with voter registration, with election day procedures, with counting the vote, and with audits afterwards. And the Secretary of State is the one who is responsible for making sure that we have honest and fair elections in the state of California. And the current Secretary of State seems to be more concerned about getting the attention of Donald J. Trump and tweeting about stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with the Secretary of State's office and has showed a complete incapacity to even run fair and honest elections. And so I'm running to... as an election law attorney, to fix that and bring some integrity back to our election process.
Okay. And you're traveling like 5,000 miles on a bicycle? Before
you got it.
And so you were in the so you made it into – so who are you running against?
I'm running against the current incumbent, Alex Padilla.
Uh-huh.
Last week alone, I rode 660 miles. The tour actually started last Monday. I started in Contra Costa County in the Bay Area. I worked my way all the way up to Crescent City, where I spoke on Saturday night. Yesterday I was in Trinity County. Today I'm in Shasta County. Tomorrow I'm in Siskiyou County. So I just keep rolling the miles.
So, so it's going to be you and Padilla then in November.
That is correct.
Now, I think that's great, and I think that having a Republican in the finals there is pretty cool. we actually have one.
That is true, but I mean, the thing is about the Secretary of State, what most people want out of the Secretary of State, they don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, they want a fair and honest election, and they don't want partisanship in their elections, and they don't want a candidate who picks and chooses which laws he's going to enforce. And unfortunately, that's what we've got in our current incumbent. And so I'm running on the message that we need to clean up our elections, that elections do matter, and that it's important that people have faith in the election system. And, you know, I just came through Trinity County where, you know, they have so many problems with honest elections in their county. I could talk for about the next 2 hours with the problems they have. And, you know, we could talk about L.A. having 144% voter registration. And, you know, just problems like that when people hear about those type issues, they stop and they go, does my vote even matter? And when people do not believe that their vote matters, they are less likely to participate in the electoral system, which is a travesty when we live in a republic where we the people are the government, and we are responsible, it's a duty and a privilege, to elect our representatives who pass the laws that we are to live by.
When you is it the Secretary of State that when they're doing an initiative or a proposition, I should say a proposition, are you the one that says
certifies
that well, not just certifies, but puts the wording out there about what it is?
That is actually the Attorney General that does that. What
okay.
The Secretary of State is they are over the procedures of how something gets on the ballot. So one of the problems there is if you register to vote at a DMV, you're going to sign your name with a stylus on an electric pad, and so your signature does not look right when you do a mail-in ballot, but they may or may not count that. We know that there's lawsuits right now, 40, 50,000 people whose signature does not match. Part of that problem is because of, you know, people are registering to vote at DMV. We know that there's ballot propositions with people's signature being thrown out due to the fact that they signed at a DMV and their signature does not match. There's a lawsuit going on right now about people's signature being thrown out over ballot proposition. And, you know, so there is a lot that the Secretary of State can do, and we definitely need to clean up the procedures that are in place regarding people's signatures on mail-in ballots and on propositions.
You know, people don't believe, Mark, that there is a problem in people voting, and you know, because you want to see their ID. Oh, no, we can't do this. It's just too hard. This is just too hard for people to have to show their ID when they're voting, yet we show our ID for getting into a movie, for having a beer, for getting into a Motel 6, for anything. And they're saying, well, there is no proof that has been a widespread fraud in voting. Do you agree with that?
Last month, there was a hearing before Congress, and the Secretary of State of Missouri got up and said there is more evidence of election fraud than there is any evidence that the Russians changed a single vote through hacking. You know, hacking seems to get a lot of attention, and yes, hacking is an important issue, something that, you know, we need to be concerned about. But there is, you know, I could talk about, you know, six buses pulling up to one precinct in L.A. County where the people came in and they didn't go straight to the table and sign in. They went first to the wall to see who hadn't voted, and they went and voted. And the person who was observing that election basically counted 300 people who he's pretty sure were fraudulent votes. And, you know, he doesn't know how many other precincts those buses went off to.
Wait, Mark, are you saying they have a list up on the wall of people who have not voted?
When you go to your precinct to actually vote in person,
yeah,
there is a list of voters on the wall, and several times through the day, the election workers are supposed to go in there and cross off the names of the people who have not voted.
I've never seen that. I'm up here in Shasta County, and I vote in every election. I mean, I go in and I fill out my form. Are there supposed to be names on the wall of people who have, you know, of everybody, of all the voters? Ours is just in a book.
In addition to the book, they're supposed to be on the wall a list of all the voters who live in that precinct who are eligible to vote.
Wow, I've never seen that. Have you seen that, Bob?
I don't recall seeing that. Of course, I voted by mail for the last several years.
Yeah. Okay. So they would come in. Wow. I mean, that's just, if you want to believe there's fraud, which I do believe. But if you go up on the wall and you go, here, looks like Joe Smith has not voted. So I have just become Joe Smith.
Yeah. And you don't even have to be that obvious about it. Let's say you know that Joe Smith is dead and they haven't removed him from the voting roll, all you have to do is go in and say, hey, I'm Joe Smith, and you vote, and you know that Joe Smith is not going to complain.
Isn't there something, too, that I just see someplace that they said they need to go through and purge all the voter rolls because they haven't purged them in years, and there's so many people they've either moved or dead, things like that?
A couple years ago, the Los Angeles Times did they got the commercially available Social Security death records. Uh-huh. And they found like a couple hundred people who had been dead over 20 years who had voted at least 10 times.
Wow.
And that's not even the government.
Talk about an absentee ballot. Wow.
Yeah, and as Secretary of State, you're actually eligible to have the entire Social Security death records. And so that's one of the first things I intend to do when I get elected as Secretary of State is take the Social Security death records,
right,
compare it to our voting rolls, and remove from it all those people who are no longer alive. I mean, we have over 10,000 people on our voter rolls whose date of birth is over 118 years old.
Wow.
And I tend to...
I'm not sure that they're all there.
Since we know that the oldest person in the world is 117 years old, if you're 118 or older, you're probably no longer alive.
Well, or at least not voting.
At least not voting. Hey, look, Mark, we're going to take a quick break. You still got a few minutes after the break?
Sure, I can stack throw.
Okay, Mark, is it Mouser? It's Mouser?
Moisier.
Okay.
About fair and honest elections.
Mark Moisier. Okay, he was running for our Secretary of State. You know, and this is one of the things about when I really like listening to somebody that's done his research about how many people are voting that aren't even on the rolls. People that are coming in, you know, when you bring in three busloads of people that walk in and then they go to the wall and see who hasn't voted. And what makes that worse is say Joe Smith comes in, you know, a couple hours later because he's been working all day, and he comes in to vote and say, you've already voted. What happens then? I mean, that's...
Will you talk about...
I want to talk about things like that. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. It's really a fine place. Outstanding examples of all types of jewelry and super people, Rebecca and Henry, who run it. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Mark Moisier.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, No one can.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. But Linda's in Sacramento, but she'll be back Wednesday, back here. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 80 degrees. 80 degrees going up to 107 today. And you know what? It was 15 minutes ago, it was the coolest it was going to be for 24 hours. And now it's not.
Yeah. The overnight low
is 79. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people down there. A portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark has got the outfit that can take care of it. She started it right here in Redding 15 years ago and has just been a huge success. Veterans. She loves veterans. And she takes absolutely outstanding care of everybody. But there is a special place in her heart for veterans. Give them a call. 226-8350. Or check out ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We're here with Mark Moisture. Am I getting close?
You're getting closer. We'll give you a passing grade for that one.
Okay, Moisture, who's running for the Secretary of State. You know, I love this. Bob puts it in such a way that I cannot. Oh, there it is. Moisture. Okay. Running for Secretary of State, but the way he's running, he's biking for Secretary of State. He's biking all over the state.
Brave man in these conditions.
But you are in a state that's controlled by the Democrats, and there's a lot of Democrats running, you know, just Democrats after the jungle primary. You're in there. You're in there running
I'm
for
in
it.
There.
You're in there, buddy. And you know what? We met you at another event, and I'm trying to remember which one it was, but it was a pleasure talking with you then. And I thought
it was a pancake breakfast in downtown.
That's right. And I tell you what, you were I said this guy is serious about this. He's going for it. Anyway, Mark, we were talking about fraud in elections, and you're sure that. There's been so much evidence, anecdotal, but not just anecdotal, but other evidence, especially when you're looking at the Social Security records and people who have died, and we've still got their names on and they've been voting. If they've been dead for 20 years and they voted several times since their death, which, of course, is very difficult to do. I don't care how well you're preserved.
Yes. Well, you mentioned the fact of what happens when Joe Smith comes in and votes and finds out that somebody's already voted for him.
Does that happen?
Oh, yeah. And I don't call them anecdotal. They are actually firsthand examples
of
this happening to people. Unfortunately, the current Secretary of State does not believe that there's any voter fraud, and that'd be like your sheriff saying, you know what, nobody commits crime in our county. My deputy sheriff, we just
You're starting to break up again, Mark. Step back to wherever you were.
Okay, I hope that's better.
You're better. Okay, you're back.
There's one
again.
Hand on the bike frame.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm actually sitting. We have a 31-foot raft RV, and I'm actually sitting back in there so that you get less of the noises of the trucks on 299 as they pass.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. We got you again now. Hey, Mark, we got a caller. So,
okay.
Kay, do you have a question for Mark?
Pardon?
Do you have a question for Mark?
Well, actually, this is for your information.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that he knows that Shasta County is in compliance with the voter list. The voter list is on the door of the polling place or right next to it on the wall, you know, on the outside of the polling place.
Really?
And the poll workers bring it in about every hour and update it.
Really?
I had
no idea. Okay. Thanks, Kay.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Mark.
Yeah, I was pretty sure that you're compliant. You have a registered voter who is one of the better ones in the state.
Yeah.
You just have, you know.
Yeah.
So, some of them out there really don't do a very good job.
Well, I'm just surprised. I'm surprised they would do that because it does open up. I mean, say the polls are shutting down at 8 o'clock, which you're supposed to do, right? You get 20, 30 people walk in there at 10 till 8. They just go over and look and see who's not voted.
Exactly.
And,
but, you know, George from Temecula, first time voting, he shows up at the polls. He finds out that somebody has already voted for him, and he says, well, what can we do? Well, they give him a provisional ballot. He votes. The problem is the other person has already voted, and that vote is already in the machine, which means it has been counted.
Yeah.
And so, you know, technically, according to the law, because there is already a ballot that has been cast for him, his provisional is not supposed to count. Now, whether the Register of Voters make an exception or not, that's, you know, upon hearing all the evidence, that is a whole other story. But what is true is that the fraudulent vote has already been counted, and there's no way of going in there and taking it out once it's been in the machine.
Okay. You know, there's a – I'm just – when I'm thinking about these things that are – you know, that could happen with the false – or, you know, the fake votes. What about the military vote? We've had problems before when they haven't been mailed out in time and all that because, you know, we have a lot of people in the military in this from this state. I mean, I would imagine, you know, in the probably in the tens of thousands.
I think it's up in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that
have deployed from here, and so they're all absentee voters.
Yeah, it's called a military overseas ballot, and in the state of Virginia, 83% of military overseas ballots get returned and counted. In California, it is only 16%.
Really? 16%? Why is
16%.
That? 16%. Why is that? It doesn't get mailed in soon enough, or what?
I've had people say that they never get them. I have yet to actually get a full understanding of what the problem is. Where are we not in compliance, or where are we? What can we do better? But yeah, it is a travesty in our state that the state that has the largest military overseas ballot, and it's not even close. How we could be so far in disenfranchising those votes?
You know, here's something because I'm going to check on that one today. I've got that down to check on. But I tried to call the Attorney General the other day concerning a law that was coming up. There was no phone number to call them. No phone number. I mean, there was electronic. I mean, it was on. It put you into a electronic death spiral. That you never
don't
did.
You just love those?
Just you never could get. You know what? I ended up calling my assemblyman or calling his chief of staff and saying, "Here's the question." And then an hour later, he came back saying they're not going to comment on that because it's under litigation. And I went, "Oh, okay." But I mean, so when you know, there's no not anybody you can call on these kind of things, Mark. Mark, we got like 2 minutes left. Give us your last. Give us your some parting shots here.
Okay. Well, first off, anybody who wants to see where I'm going to be speaking, go to my website, markmoisier.com, markmuser.com. For those who want to see pictures of all the great California that I'm seeing on this tour, I'd encourage you to go to my Facebook or my Instagram account, which are both my name, Mark Moisier, markmuser. You know, our elections do matter, and it's very critical that we have someone in the office who is going to make sure that your vote counts. And that is what I'm running for as your Secretary of State. I'm an election law attorney. I've been involved in presidential level recounts. We have so many problems with our elections here in California. It's time that we actually put somebody in office who's not looking to run so that as a holding place for some bigger office in the future. We need to actually have somebody who has the elections in mind, that the voter in mind, and make sure that we have processes in place so that way your vote counts and that there is integrity in your votes. It doesn't matter if you live in Redding or if you live in San Diego. Your vote, if you're eligible to vote, should count.
Okay. We're here with Mark Moisier, and he's running for Secretary of State. He's told you how to get a hold of him. He's going to be here in Redding tonight. He's going to be over at the church on where the Tea Party and other people are at on which street is that? Rally Sally will be calling in at 8 o'clock anyway to tell us the exact spot.
She will be on there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She'll be on at 8 o'clock to tell us exactly where. But Mark has got a lot of really interesting things to say. I've met Mark and he is a guy of integrity, and he is straight up. So Mark Moiser, Secretary of State, running for Secretary of State. This has somebody in there that's going to keep these elections straight. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. I'm going to be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They're working overtime. President Trump and Russian President Putin, their talks gone on longer than expected.
After meeting one-on-one with Russia's Vladimir Putin for 2 hours, President Trump said the Helsinki summit was off to a very good start. Their private talks went longer than the 90 minutes scheduled by the White House. The two leaders then moved to a working lunch with senior advisors. As he and Putin sat down at the presidential palace in Finland's capital, Mr. Trump said he thinks the world wants to see us get along and predicted that U.S. and Russia relations will improve.
We have not been getting along very well for the last number of years. I've been here not too long, but it's getting close to 2 years, but I think we will end up having an extraordinary relationship.
The president said their agenda would include trade, nuclear arms, and China, but he did not say if he would raise the subject of Russian interference in the 2016 election. We're awaiting a joint news conference.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Retail sales continuing their upward momentum in June, rising 0.5%. That followed an even bigger 1.3% gain the previous month. Protests over the weekend in Chicago after a black man was fatally shot by police. Video from an officer's body cam shows the man wearing a holstered gun at his hip. He was shot multiple times as he ran away, spun around, and reached toward his waist.
On one hand, we had a loss of life, which no matter the circumstances is always tragic. On the other hand, this was a very difficult position for the police officers in our community.
Police Commissioner Eddie Johnson says a body cam video released to counter claims that the shooting victim had been unarmed. Stocks in the red on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down about 29 points. NASDAQ Composite Index off 17. The S&P 6 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
And a deadly fire in a South African copper mine.
It is believed that 6 miners died when a fire started at Conveyor Belt 5. Mine workers were instructed to evacuate to the closest refuge chamber. There were 200 workers underground at the Palaburwa Mining Company when the fire broke out, most of whom were brought safely to the surface. Some of them have been receiving treatment in nearby hospitals. The National Union of Mine Workers, or NUM, called mine companies to put lives before profit.
That's the BBC's Milton Nkosi. The Israeli military has lifted restrictions along the Gaza border, the military indicating it has accepted an Egypt-mediated ceasefire. That agreement ended a 24-hour round of fighting with Hamas that had threatened to escalate into an all-out war. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. We'll hear from the Federal Reserve Chairman this week. He's slated to testify for 2 days on Capitol Hill.
Jerome Powell will confirm the central bank's monetary report to Congress. He's expected to tell lawmakers that low unemployment and rising inflation will keep the U.S. economy on track to increase interest rates gradually through 2019.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. China's government says it's filed a World Trade Organization case challenging President Trump's plan to hike tariffs on Chinese goods worth $200 billion in an escalating dispute over technology policy. The Commerce Ministry announcement comes less than a week after the U.S. Trade Representative proposed the possible second tariff hike following a measure targeting $34 billion worth of goods. Washington imposed the tariff increases in response to complaints that Beijing steals or pressures companies into handing over technology. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Of course, the customer service is outstanding. It wouldn't be anything else but at Tobacco and Brew. Let's go to the Let's go to the weather first. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you know, we haven't reached the point
where those are foregone conclusions.
Yeah, but we haven't reached the point where Bob does his famous weather report. We haven't reached that point yet. Later on this week.
Yeah, it's still good. It's going to be hot and getting hotter, let's call it that. Today's high near 107. I'm betting even more in a couple of spots. Mostly clear tonight, low around 79. Sunny and hot tomorrow. High moving up into the triple sticks range. Overnight lows near 80 degrees right now in Reading. It is 79 or 80. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California, gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. They also have payment programs for people out there. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, our financial advisor from Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, stocks have moved into negative territory this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 25,008. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 2,795. And the NASDAQ Composite off 17 points at 7,808. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 54 cents, trading at $29.09. Chesapeake Energy off 36 cents at $4.83. And Ford down 19 cents at $10.78. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy down 19 cents, trading at $75.69. PepsiCo positive 22 cents at $112.92. UPS up $1.02 at $109.99. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.85% and the 30-year bond 2.98%. And for commodities, prices are lower this morning. Gold is down $2 an ounce at $1,239. Silver down 4 pennies at $15.73 per ounce. And crude oil down $2.45 at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a wonderful day. Remember, it's really hot. Be cool out there.
I know. I'm going to have a hot day. That'll be good. Thank you.
You bet. Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give Susan a call at 243-7561. You want somebody to take a look at your investments and what's going on out there in the stock market. It's always volatile. She's got a great idea of what's happening. Okay, Sally, good morning. We just talked to your guest for the last half an hour.
Yes, and he's a great guy, I'll tell you what.
I remember meeting him at the pancake breakfast, and he came on, and Linda and I both said, you know what, this guy is kind of, he's an interesting person. He is not a physically imposing person.
No.
But my gosh, he's very intelligent, and he's focused. He really is.
Very focused and got lots of energy, obviously.
Obviously.
Riding his bike through all 58 counties.
Doesn't he realize it's July?
I think he will now that he's gotten down here. You know, he's been riding up the coast. He went all the way up to Crescent City, then came back down through Trinity County. So today, I think, is the first time that he will encounter our temperatures.
He's not going to ride down the grade, is he, from Weaverville?
Well, he's already over the hump off of Buckhorn. He's already down the other side.
On his bike?
Yes. On his bike.
Okay.
And his goal is to head for Walmart because he said they had to do some errands and things. So that's where he's going to shoot for.
Walmart,
yeah.
He should be coming to a local place.
They have a big bus that is following him, so they have to have some place to park that.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
All right.
But anyway, he will be at our meeting tonight at 2570 South Bonnyview Road at the church there across from the fire station.
Uh-huh.
And our meeting starts at 6 o'clock. And as always, we will have a Jefferson meeting at 5:30.
Okay.
So come on out and hear Mark Moser speak. As he explained to you, it's the voting that is so important.
You know what? Pardon my ignorance for everybody, but when I have never seen, maybe because I just didn't pay attention, that they had the voter rolls up on the walls. I just never paid attention to that when I can, because I vote. Linda and I always vote. You know, we go down there. We don't do it absentee or any of that. We go down to vote. I kind of like it for some reason. And then, but for him to say they're on the wall, and then a busload of people drives in, gets off, goes over and looks to see who hasn't voted, then they walk on over. You know, you can't prove anything.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you just love to ask for IDs that time?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing we absolutely need, and we will have voter ID in Jefferson.
His thing about the also that Social Security, they went through the death roll, or you know that they've stopped paying because of their demise, mm-hmm. and that they have found that some of them who've been dead for over 20 years are still voting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just.
Our county is pretty good.
Yes,
you know,
our county
is good. Kathy Darling Allen, she takes pretty good care of those voter rolls.
She does. You know, the other thing, too, is I remember a few years back, Kathy, they got, not Kathy, I don't think it's Kathy's fault, but they got the military votes out late. And
they didn't get them out in time.
And I tell you what, she said, if they're late next year, I'll quit. And, I mean, she said that and on the air. And because whatever happened with it, and it was just one of those things, but they've never been late since then.
Exactly.
And she takes really good care of them. And,
yes, she does. We have a good registrar of voters here in Shasta County.
We need a new Secretary of State, obviously.
We absolutely do. So come on out tonight and meet Mark Moser.
There you go, people.
All right.
Okay,
thanks,
Al.
Carl.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey, I'm with Celestina Traver.
Good morning.
Hi, Celestina.
How are you? I'm good.
Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Just a big smile on her face.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? We try. A lot of things going on. Yeah. Thanks for showing up today.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Celestina and I have this. I'm not sure what it is. She shows up one day and I've got two people scheduled.
Right.
She goes, oh, that's okay. I got things to do. And then the next day I say, okay, I'm going to make this up. And so then she doesn't make it. And it's like, and then today, I peeked around the corner because today she was supposed to be here. And there she was. She goes, right day. Yay. High five. Knucks, the whole thing. I tell you what, Celestine, let's take a quick break so we can early break. And then let's get into the things we're going to talk about here for veterans. So many things going on here. And huge. One really huge thing. We're going to kind of
Absolutely.
Wait a little bit for that. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at North State Security. North State Security, been in the business 50 years. That's right. Started in 1968. They've got a program that can have somebody at your business in 10 minutes or less or your home. Think about that. 10 minutes or less. And we're not, you know, police will be there if there's like guns or some, you know, physical stuff happening. But if just somebody is there, is just bothering your business, they're going to have somebody there that's trained to take care of this. Well, over 100 officers there, any type of event here in Reading. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. Lance Beck and his people. We'll be right back after these messages, 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, right here on the 16th of July. It's 80 degrees. It's going up to 107 today, my friends. 100 times before, but I know a miracle. It's not something to ignore.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. The fit of your favorite pair of jeans. The nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner. And the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Line is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Met you on a beach in Barcelona. Spent the whole night talking till the sun came up. Had me feeling like I'd always known you. And I knew I'd never get enough.
Welcome back.
You were heading back to California.
Welcome back to our house here. KCNR 1460, Carl Bond. And Bad Bob, it's 80 degrees out there, going up to 107. It's you know what? It's not going to get any cooler today. It's the low tonight. It's going to be 79. Yeah, 79 means your air conditioner's probably on because your house is baked all day long. So, and then around 2 o'clock in the morning, it'll cool off enough. And then at 6 in the morning, I'm up at 5:30. I turn on the air conditioner in the other side of the house because we have windows, and even though they're double paned. It's still, otherwise, by the time I get back at noon or whatever or Linda gets back, it's already like, if you don't turn them on, it's like 85 in there or higher. So everybody, it's just going to be a hot day today, and this isn't even going to be as bad as the rest of them. This portion of the show, I want to talk about it because it's brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you haven't had them look at your air conditioning system and your filters and your air ducts, give them a call at 221-2642. They've been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They're the ones that take care of all of our HVAC concerns here at our home at Alliance Heating and Air. Over 25 years of experience in their company, any type of heating or cooling system. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. We're talking about Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. And we really haven't talked about anything yet.
No.
But let's start. You know, I really like this first thing you brought in here. Tell us about the heart surgeon.
The heart surgeon.
Stillman, New Jersey.
He's 63 years old. And
just a child.
I know, right?
Yes.
And he just joined the Navy.
In the Navy.
In the Navy.
Okay, now how does a person 63 join the Navy?
It sounded like he was in the reserves for a year and switched over to the Navy. They're in dire need of surgeons, and he had the qualifying skill.
He is a heart surgeon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something about this, because I know heart surgeons. A real good friend of ours, Doug McConnell, is a heart surgeon. And frankly, 63 years old, because you figure that it takes them 12 years. I mean, past medical school,
yeah,
to become a heart surgeon.
Years.
So, I mean, and so he was brought up here, gosh, right around that same time to run all of the, you know, probably about that same age,
mm-hmm.
to run all of the cardiac surgery at Shasta Regional, Doug McConnell was. So this does not surprise me. He says, I feel surgically I'm in my prime.
Yeah.
And so that's something you need, you know, we need chest crackers.
What's really cool is his daughter, she was the first person he saluted, and she's 27 years old, and she's in the military, and she's an officer.
She's an ensign.
She's Navy officer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And she performed a ceremony.
She did.
She was the first person he saluted. I think that's great.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so there's always hope if you're out there, if you have a skill that the Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Air Force needs. Trust me, they're going to find a way to pull you in.
Yeah,
Ask me about that, how that happens when you're 58.
They're raising the age limit on many different branches now.
Well, yeah. And then I understand, too, this is for people who've got their sons, like our friend Larry Farrell. Son is a Osprey pilot. Now, he just got his wings, so he's got a couple years to go. But the Marine Corps is paying $200,000 for people to re-up, pilots to re-up.
Wow.
For I think that goes out to, I think it's 72 months. The Air Force is paying $400,000 to keep their pilots in. If they re-up for 6 years, it's paid per year. But they're so short of pilots, C-130, fighter pilots, Ospreys, all of these, because the airline industries are hiring, and they are paying bonuses, too. And they offer you little things like, gee, you'll be based out of where you want to live. And also, guess what? Nobody's trying to shoot you out of the sky.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't have to deploy on moment's notice for 6 months or a year. Nope. You get all of that here. And then you get to fly, and then you can retire when you're 55 or whatever it is there. Okay.
So young veterans, go get your pilot's license, sounds like.
Well,
right?
That's the other thing. If you've got, you know, we know people that have gotten their private pilot's license. Now they're going into the multi-engine. They are looking for people like this, you know, that they start them, you know, but you've got to have so many hours. That's the thing is, I think it's like 1,500 hours to even start, even in the small feeder lines. That's why the military pilots are, you know, are just golden to them, because they've got the hours, they've gotten just
over the
great
hours.
Oh yeah, they've got over the hours, they've had great training, mm-hmm. They can keep they know how these guys have been flying, because they can keep a record of it. So that's another thing that is happening in our military right now, because it's just hard to keep people in there with the right skills.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, what else you got? Well, you got a lot of things happening.
I do. I have something really exciting. H.R. 299, Blue Water Navy Veterans, Vietnam Veterans Act of 2017. It has passed the House on June 25th, and our office is tracking this. It is in the Veterans Affairs Committee currently, and it will go to the Senate for a vote. If passed, the president will sign it in. So please keep watch because okay. This is moving
now,
fast.
Now, this is about Agent Orange here.
It is.
And what happened is the Blue Water Navy guys did not set. They were out off the coast, but further mm-hmm. out. So some of them didn't even count for being in Vietnam.
Da Nang Harbor,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so, but these are the ones that did not go in country, but the aircraft, and they were subject to Agent Orange mm-hmm. being there on the ships. And this is, and it's, they have found that, you know, they transported, a lot of them were transporting it, you know, by the 50-gallon drums, and there was leakage and all types mm-hmm. of things. My cousin, who was in country, who was a helicopter pilot, he said they came back after a mission where they were spraying, he wasn't spraying Agent Orange, they were doing cover for him. And they were spraying Agent Orange. And he said they came back in their helicopter because when they crossed, they were dripped. They were mm-hmm. dripping with it when they came back.
Oh, yeah.
He lost, you know, he had to have a kidney transplant later on.
Oh, my
on.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. And among other things.
That's poison.
Yeah. So he was in that, too. But this is something that if it goes to the Senate now for a vote, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm excited. So research has shown that... Yes, the Agent Orange was floating in the water. Some of the ships were hoping they add a whole bunch of ships to the ship log, mm-hmm. and so that we can get them in and get them help. But what happened is research shown is that when they sprayed the Agent Orange, it was in the water, and the ship filters did not filter it out. So they
oh my gosh
yes, so they bathed in it, they soaked their potatoes in it, they drank the water, everything
yeah.
they. Whatever their wow. water was used for on ship. And
my gosh, I had no idea that was part of it. That it,
yes.
I mean, I thought it would be like, you know, maybe, you know, like I said, transport and all these things. But it was, and I can understand because all the spraying they did, it got into the rivers, went out into the ocean.
Yep.
And then it would float on the top, they'd suck it in.
It didn't filter out.
Have you ever wondered? Were you off the coast?
Yeah, Enterprise was off the coast. We were there for the big showdown.
So
this was after the spraying, though.
Yeah, was that 75?
It was 70. Yeah, but this was 75 during the evacuation.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had a friend probably landed on your carrier by accident.
It was an interesting 3 days.
I had a friend with his platoon came in, and the helicopters dropped him off. And they thought they were going back to a landing helicopter assault ship, which is like a miniature, I shouldn't say miniature, it's like a World War II size carrier.
Yeah.
And and they landed on the deck, and as he steps out, he goes, "Where are we?" And it was a carrier, so it may have been yours. And they got stuck on the carrier for like 4 days before they could get them off. And they were in flight suits because their clothes were just, you know, totally, because they were down on the ground fighting to try and protect the people getting out. And he says, "Yeah, we were there for like 4 days on the on this carrier, and they were pushing helicopters off the side as they were landing on the decks there." So you may want to talk to Celestina about this.
Yeah,
though you look pretty healthy.
Yeah, I feel pretty. It was an interesting time, I will say that.
Oh yeah, these things would land. They land helicopters on there for like 40 people. I shouldn't say 80, 40 people on a Huey. Landing on there, and how do you get 40 people on a Huey? Then they just push it off the side.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that, but we were kind of back a bit. But we flew our planes flew support, and we lost one aircraft. Shot himself down actually, but that's a long story.
Well, a lot of times if they if they're in a strafing run, the angle's too abrupt. I mean, I don't know what it was, but. Anyway, okay, enough of that. Let's move back to, so this could be passed. So this is a great thing. I had
this
no idea, though.
This is a huge thing for us.
I had no idea that it could not be cleaned up through the water purifier. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's why there's a difference between them being exposed. We know they were exposed, but the law doesn't allow them to file. So there's... Yeah. We're not denying that they weren't exposed. We just have to have it put in law to accept them.
Well, that could be several thousand people, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Vietnam veterans, yes.
Agent Orange, are they still finding something almost every year? Or not? Maybe not every year, but there's new things that they're discovering that could be caused by Agent Orange?
There is. There's absolutely. We file for things that are not allowed yet sometimes, depending if it's in the soft tissue and carcinomas and things like that. We file for it in hopes that the appeals board will reverse the decision and approve it.
Okay. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about what Celestina's office did for me and how it can do the same thing for you. They pursued me, and I'm
Yes, I did.
You did. You pursued me. And you know what? I appreciate that because, you know, I've got the best intentions in the world. But when it comes to me, I don't always take care of that.
You're a busy man.
And, well, it's not that. I just don't, you know, there's other things more important than something like that. But Celestina in her office pursued me and forced me into signing this something that I should have signed like a year ago. You know what? God bless you.
Thank you.
Because I know I'm not the only one.
Right.
You do that to,
absolutely.
Or do that, not two, but four.
Four, yeah.
You know, and this is what I'm trying to get to all you veterans out there. Go down to see Celestina. Go down to see her people, because if there's anything going on, get registered there. They are going to fight the fight for you. I mean, they are like fierce mama tigers.
I have an incredible team.
Wow, I tell you what. And if nothing else, go in and just take a look at the place, because they are there to help veterans. And we're going to talk about how much they've helped veterans here just in the last 6 months. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, these guys are just great down there. It's like having your own little, you know, it's not an assisted living place. This is for people who says, I've had enough cooking. I've had enough doing yard work. I'm going down to have a good time. And that's River Commons Senior Living. It's like a cruise ship with a cruise director and everybody. Find out more by giving them a call, 238-5981, or just stopping by there, saying hello, talking to the people down there. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, right next to the Veterans Clinic, right there. We'll be right back. Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
We get it almost every night.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Bowie.
I have a boy. The boy knife. Right? Is that what we're talking about?
What a
David
great,
boy. Yeah, you know what? The guy was talent. Great. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of veterans, Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Open Monday through Friday. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, whom I just love having on the show because you got such great information.
Thank you. Good morning.
We just talked about how the Blue Water Navy, if they get this signed, Vietnam Veterans Act of 2017, they now are then opened up to being compensated and treated.
Absolutely.
And being seen for Agent Orange problems that they may be having because they were off the coast. They did not put, you know, quote, boots on the ground, but they were sucking the water into their intakes, and it turns out that Agent Orange is not cleaned out of the water when they're doing that process in the osmosis. Now, I want to ask another one. As long as we're talking about water, we were just talking about it during the break. Camp Lejeune.
Yeah.
If you lived there anywhere from the 50s on, they talk about that the water there is very, very toxic.
Very much.
And if you were stationed there, you got it was big in the Marine Corps. They came out and it was like an all Marines. It went out everywhere. Hey, if you were stationed there, you need to be aware of this because cancer, maybe not in the Marines themselves, but in their kids and even in the generations down. So that one has been recognized as a toxic base because of the water.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if you were at Camp Lejeune anytime, you might want to come down and talk to Celestina
absolutely.
Or any of the people there. But that's not the only base.
No, we have many, many, many toxic bases throughout the United States that is not recognized by Department of Veterans Affairs. And that's a shame.
As of yet. El Toro. Okay. Marine Corps Base El Toro, Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton.
Yes,
you had to sign waivers there.
I did,
and I didn't because maybe they hadn't recognized it at that point.
Yeah,
because I was stationed there in the 80s, so this was after that, 70s and 80s.
When I was a family member with my kids, we were living on Camp Pendleton, and
Celestine was married to a Marine.
You did have to announce that, didn't you?
I had. Well, it's obviously, I mean, you're on Marine Base.
I know. So I had to sign a waiver saying don't cook with the water, don't drink the water because it was toxic. I wish I'd have kept that waiver.
See, I did not, that didn't happen while I was there. Oh. And I'm thinking of that, because I was stationed there a variety of times thinking, and I was lived on base, you know, a few of those times, most of the time off base. But I'm thinking, wow. Now, Marine Corps Air Station El Toro, if you were ever stationed there, the ground was so toxic they couldn't sell it. To put new buildings up there because of all the fuel that had been dumped there for 50 years.
Years
is into the system down there, and they were saying it was going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And if it's in that system, I'm wondering if it wasn't also in the water system
somehow. They have to dig up so much dirt, so many
feet down.
This is incredible.
It is.
Okay. So, but if there's questions about this, again, Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Yes, please come by.
All right. Now, in the last 6 months,
yeah,
you guys have just been kicking butt out there.
We have. We've our office in the last 6 months only have brought in $1.3 million in retro paid to our disabled veterans' bank accounts into their pocket.
Okay. Now, this of the amount of money they're bringing in, this is not retirement pay.
No.
Okay. I get a retirement from the Marine Corps for 30 years of fun and games.
Mm-hmm.
30 plus years, but it'll count. Anything over 30 doesn't count. I think it should. I think it
should. I do
too. I think. Anyway, but this is for people who've been injured in one way or the other. These are disability payments.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. This is incredible because it helps a veteran. These lump sums are caused by the VA backlog.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really cool is, once their claim is awarded, which means we are awarding a lot of claims, by the way, when it's awarded, they dump that money into their bank account. This allows them to get a house, to get back on their feet, to help them with all kinds of vehicles or whatever they want to do. But they also spend that money back in Shasta County.
Yeah, they do. And
yeah.
You figure, what is it, 4 or 5 to 1?
Yeah.
Something like that. If for every dollar it gets researched. Or let's just say even 3 to 1.
Yeah.
So that means there was $4.5 million then of money that was being circulated.
Incredible.
Here in Shasta County because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say over $178,000 of monthly reoccurring benefits, what exactly is that?
That means that we are winning cases. And in the last 6 months, all our winnings together equaled $178,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, so that means we have veterans that are getting, and you know, maybe they already had a payment coming in, but then things have changed. As you get older, these injuries that you have, sometimes they have a tendency to get more
worse, pronounced.
Mm-hmm. I've started noticing other things, too, about, you know, injuries, that it's starting to be like, that's strange. It never used to happen. As I get older. But these are for veterans that, and young veterans, older veterans.
All veterans. Yes.
That you may, some things that have happened, come down, you see Celestina and her group and her pack.
And our team.
Your team. I think of it as a pack.
Yeah.
You know, a pack of wolves that are fighting for you.
We do. We fight hard.
You do, obviously.
These are new claims and increased compensation claims. And I want to remind everybody, if you haven't had your hearing reevaluated, please do so every 3 years. You can come down and check and see if it's worse, and we can do an increase for you.
Yeah, when you're around explosions and a lot, you know, it only takes one firefight, and you have tinnitus. Trust me.
5-inch guns on ships.
On ships, or a 106 recoilless rifle, mm-hmm. or you're just out there where there's explosions.
Or jet engines.
Or jet engines. I had a friend that had it so bad. I mean, he still had 5 years to go before he even retired. And it was like, it was making him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But if this happens to people, again, this is something you should come down to Shasta County Veterans Service Office and talk to them about this. And their whole mission in life is to take care of veterans, and you do such a great job.
Yeah, veterans, from the time they walk into our office to the time they pass, and then we take care of their widows as well.
Okay, now, you approved also. I think this is cool because this doesn't maybe assist the veteran themselves, but it assists their family.
Yes.
So let's talk about the fee waivers.
We approved 45 California fee waivers for fiscal year 18-19 so that the dependent children can go to college for free tuition.
Okay, now explain what that is. If you are do you have to be disabled or just a veteran?
You have to be a disabled veteran, at least 0% service connected.
0%?
Yes.
Okay, I know. I've seen that before, and I'm like, you're disabled at 0% though. I am, and I'm proud of that, you know, that kind of thing. Okay. But if you are a disabled veteran at even 0%, your kids can go to college free tuition.
Free tuition every single year.
Every single year.
And summer as well, if they take summer classes. This equaled in the last 6 months, we relieved the debt for $167,000.
Think about that. And that's whether it's and those are California, like the UC system, but it could also be the
CSU.
CSU. How about the the junior colleges.
Junior colleges.
Or community
absolutely.
Colleges.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not private colleges.
Not private.
Okay. It's just in the system itself.
Yeah, they must be pulling federal funding
okay.
in order to get this.
Got it.
Yeah.
You know what? You've got another big announcement to make, so I'm going to take an early break here because I want to talk about this one a little bit longer. But you have a caregiver program. What exactly is that? It says President Trump's Missions Act.
So the caregiver program was post-9/11 only.
Uh-huh.
And that is if a soldier got injured and he's a veteran and now mm-hmm. he has a traumatic brain injury mm-hmm. or a PTSD or combination, and the wife has to take off work in order to take care of him,
yes.
then she is compensated with a caregiver stipend and CHAMP VA in order to compensate because she can no longer work.
She can no longer work out. And this takes the place of – this is her job now. She takes care of her loved one, or he
correct.
Takes care of her.
Correct.
It goes either
vice
way now.
Versa,
yeah.
yeah. And also, she can still work and get it, but – if he's disabled, she has to maybe get up extra early, a couple hours early, and make sure he is set for the day. Maybe get someone
caregiver.
To come in and mm-hmm. watch him or check on him. Then she has to work all weekend long and after hours. And so that kind of helps.
Okay, now how do they, because we know we have those around here.
We do.
So what do they do? Just come in to see you, right?
Nope. They do it online. They go to the caregiver, VA caregiver web link,
uh-huh.
and they pre-screen them online now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's quick then.
It's quick, and it's through the VA healthcare, VA clinic portion, not
okay.
the VBA.
Okay, so
yes.
if you're doing something like this, you're spending, you know, you may be working during the week, but you're spending a whole weekend taking care of your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is post-9/11. This is anybody that's, you know, from 2001 on, right?
Right. Right. And
they have to have been in combat. And it's got to be PTSD and or TBI or some kind of injury.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Loss of legs,
loss of limbs. Right.
But what is exciting about the Missions Act is President Trump signed that they're going to actually take into consideration before post-9/11 now.
Good.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is really good news, too.
It is
a lot
good
of
news.
People are having to take care of their – you know what? and I don't mean this to sound bad. We had people injured so badly.
Yes.
That in 19 – during Desert Storm, they would have been dead. During 2003,
mm-hmm.
When we were first over there, they would have been – they would have died. By the time I was there in 2007, like back again, the medical system had just grown to the extent with that golden hour. If we could get them from the battlefield to the back to a surgical unit in that hour, they could save a whole lot of people. If some of them were really damaged,
yeah.
Loss of legs, traumatic brain injury. I mean, really horrendous casualties to them. You know, these people came back and they, you know, they recovered. They, you know, they're fighters and all this. But some of them are never going to be the same again. And their
right.
wives and families. Now, is it just the wives? Can it be parents or something like that? Or is it just the spouse?
At this point, we're not sure what the Missions Act is entailed. It's
okay.
going to take about a year to get
okay.
this going. So we're
right.
kind of waiting for the parameters and the boundaries on
okay.
it.
All right, because I could see, you know, if an 18-year-old that gets hurt like this comes
yeah.
back and ends up the parents taking care of him.
Yeah.
Anyway, or her. Okay, thanks, guys. This was really good news. And, you know, President Trump realized this stuff was going on. I think
yeah.
he truly wants to help our veterans.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages with Celestina Tripper, our Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Loverboy is been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the Event Center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high-energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of Arena Rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold-out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River. I wanna
fly. Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes, and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8-10-2018. Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and it back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to a hot time, hot town.
Summer in the city, back of my neck, getting
dirty. Just rubbing it in. Yeah, I know. 83 degrees, my friends. It's going up to 107 today. The lowest it's going to get tonight is 79. And you know what? This is going to be the balmy part of the week. The rest of the week's going to be hotter. Yeah, wait till Wednesday. I think we could be going for new records here. Well, and then Bob can give his famous weather report.
I would rather have 108 and dry than over the weekend 105 and sopping
and,
wet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hey, yeah. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, who is with she and her team fight for veterans. And we've just talked about how much, you know, and I hate to be crass about it, but this, you know, here's what it is our veterans get benefits that they've earned. These are not entitlements. These are earned benefits. And in the last 6 months, she and her office has brought in $1.3 million in retro pay to, that means back pay to our, you know, that was hanging out there because there's delays. And then over $178,000 of monthly reoccurring benefits and approved 45 California fee waivers for college free tuition for dependent children of our veterans. And that's over $167,000, too. Now, you're going to talk about the driver's licenses, and we're going to get into something else, though.
Ma'am, I just wanted to remind everybody to come down to our office at 1855 Shasta Street, and you can have the word veteran, put on your driver's license, which is another benefit that you've earned.
But what happens then? I mean, do you get
You get discounts. Some places do not take the VA clinic card, and some people don't have that.
Yeah, some people don't even, you know, when you say you're a veteran, they don't even ask.
Yeah, and so you don't have to carry your DD-214 around.
Yeah.
We can just already vet you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Now, this other thing, which is the big thing here, Veterans Court.
Veterans Court.
Tell people what a Veterans Court is.
I'm excited. It's a diversion court. So you're charged with a misdemeanor. Let's say you have PTSD or TBI, or you have drug and alcohol issues, or if you need in-house, and you commit a crime that's according that connects to your disability or a possible disability that that's been untreated, then we're trying to set up where it's not going yet, but we're putting in position a veterans court so that you can see a special court.
Okay, now there's 27 of these, 26 or 27 in the state.
Correct.
Already. Okay. Now, what this does is say a veteran who has post-traumatic stress problems or a drug problem now, and he does something, he steals something. Cops catch him. He comes to this court, which is a diversion court. He's given a chance to get well.
Yes.
He goes into a program.
He does.
If he chooses not to do this or he blows it off, then all bets are off again.
Correct. And he does have support. We support him at the beginning. And what we do is we have a team that we put together, and it includes the district attorney's office, public defender's office, the sheriff's office. Sheriff Basenko has been really great in this. The jail staff and Reading PD. And we all work together to make sure we identify the veteran, if they're a veteran when they're booked or if PD stops them. And we just identify the veteran. Then we all talk together, and we make sure that veteran is taken care of in vet court. And the judge might...
And there is a judge. This is not,
this is not a
veteran. I mean, when you say veterans court, it's veterans doing it. No?
No.
There's a regular judge.
There's a regular judge, yes. Right. And we don't have it... set yet. We're at the very beginning stages of getting it going, but I'm excited because we have Nikki Balboa, which works federal through the VHA, and she case manages them and makes sure that they get through the program and they're doing what they're supposed to do.
You see, this is great. See, this is people, these are veterans who have problems, male or female.
Yeah.
And it could be an opiate problem. It could be a drug problem that has been identified.
Domestic violence problem.
Domestic violence problem from post-traumatic stress.
Absolutely.
And, anything that's like this. Instead of going to jail, they're given a chance to go through programs where they are going to be helped.
Yes.
And so what you're saying, they're going to be case managed all through it.
Yes.
This is your chance, guy or girl, and you get a chance to do it. And once you get through it, those charges will go away probably, or at least.
I'm not sure on that.
I don't know how they do that.
I don't know how they do that.
And maybe if you stay out of trouble a couple years. I don't know about that. But you will not go to jail. You will get the trouble or get the help that you need.
Correct.
There. This is wonderful.
It frees up the jail from space, for one, which is, and also it allows the veteran to seek VA help. We have White City, we have Palo Alto, and we have Martinez for in-house treatments. White City is PTSD, Palo Alto is PTSD.
Where's White City at?
It's up in Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, these are guys and girls that have got problems like this and that. You know, the VA is going to take care of them.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be a case managed. They're going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of like you might want to think is a real chance for them to come back and to receive the help they need and then come back to their families, come back to society with maybe dried out with a new attitude on things.
Absolutely.
They're going to be they help them find jobs. They help in training. Things like this.
We connect them. And they graduate after 10 months. And then they have a choice whether they want to be a mentor to the next set.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
I think, you know what, they've had these all over the nation, and they work.
They work.
Not in every case, of course, but they do work.
They do.
Yeah. So thank you so much. And thank you so much for working so hard on this, Celestina. I know I know it's been around for a while, but it's always kind of like running into roadblocks. Obviously, you don't let those roadblocks stop you.
No, I do not. And I really appreciate the district attorney's office for really opening up and supporting this. It's just this incredible county collaborative. and everybody I talk to is just really on board and excited about this.
I think that this is really going to be a really a good step forward, and I'm really glad to hear Stephanie Bridget is behind this. Doesn't surprise me her. Doesn't surprise me that Tom Basenko is about it. Public Defender's mm-hmm. Office, all of them, jail staff, all of them are good people, and the police department. I think they all want to give that veteran that chance.
Yeah.
Again, though, it's up to the veteran.
It's up to the veteran.
That's right. Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where are you located so everybody can find you?
At 1855 Shasta Street.
It's across from, if you're driving down Shasta Street and you see Black Bear Diner on your right-hand side, or the main offices
their
corporate offices, kind of casually turn your head to the left, and there they are.
There we are.
It's the old library.
It's the old, yeah, but it's got a flagpole, mm-hmm. and it also has a red, white, and blue
bike rack
mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
So it's great. Thank you so much for being here.
You're
always welcome here. We will actually get it down that we come show up at the same time every month. Okay?
I think we have it down.
I think we have it down now. Okay, everybody. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Are you entertainment minded?
And KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.